Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's time now for this part of our Up on the Wake show. It's called... It's called Town Talk. You got that right. I think, wait a minute, was that the voice of Cora? Yeah, I'm going to turn her microphone back on.
Oh, I can't believe you just muted me.
He never turns you on.
I know. Easy there.
No.
Oh, my. What's Town up? Talk. Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you?
Cora.
I'm doing well. Cora Zador. Who? From Whoville.
Danielle Rondelet is with us this morning. She's a member of the board of the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. She was our co-announcer in the parade on Saturday evening. Jared Perry was there, the Alamogordo Chamber of Alamogordo Center of Commerce.
Exactly.
Executive director.
Correct.
And Mike was there. Oh, I'll tell you what, Danielle. The crowd was phenomenal.
It was great.
My
it was just so
goodness.
Wonderful to see all those folks out in a positive energy and all ready to celebrate and enjoy the holidays. And I mean, I know it was cold weather, and I'm so thrilled they all braved the weather just to join us and bring on the Christmas cheer. But it was perfect in that aspect. I mean, who can have Christmas when it's 90 degrees out? I mean, I don't know that either.
In Florida.
Exactly right. But it was...
Hawaii.
Okay, Bob, just got to keep in the zone here. Stay with me. But no, it was fantastic. And we could not... The weather was great in that aspect. We didn't have the wind.
It quit.
It did.
It was excited, yeah.
Exactly. So it was lovely. It was a lovely evening.
And Danielle, I got to tell you what. Alamogordo showed its true spirit.
It did.
We had a challenge before the parade.
Correct.
I think everyone's aware of that.
Yes.
From social media and the discussion, news stories and everything else. But I think Alamogordo made their statement. No, this is Alamogordo.
This is a tradition, and we're going to keep this tradition going on.
We have the spirit to keep this going, and we're going to not only support it financially, we're going to support it physically and be there for the parade.
They did indeed.
And it was true.
Yes.
Thousands of people.
Right.
Everyone I talked to said, Bob, all the way down 10th Street, all the way to New York Avenue, it was jam-packed.
Right. It was great. I couldn't see anything we could have done any differently. But yeah, literally within those 2 weeks, we got the financial support, like you mentioned. At the time when we canceled the parade, we only had 7 participants in there.
Okay.
So, you know, that was another factor. But, you know, in 7 days, in a week, we ended up with 50.
Right.
And that was fantastic. So it was amazing to see, like you said, and even for a first timer like myself in this community, to see the folks really rally around together and support one another and really put a true Alamogordo spirit in behind this.
And that spirit was prevalent. No
Definitely.
Doubt about it.
Yes.
It was good.
It was.
Now, what about some of them? We don't want to talk about the winners yet. We already announced them on Saturday night. We're going to announce them again here in a little bit. But we had 50 entries plus all the fire trucks and everything else. But of those 50 entries, Danielle, I saw some of the best floats I've seen in years here in Alamogordo.
Yes. And it was wonderful to see even the kids. I mean, we had so many different little, the bulldogs. They were so cute.
Right.
I mean, technically, Cora had the best seat in the house.
Yes.
Personally. But no, it was just so neat to see those kids really, you know, enjoying themselves and really, you know, just having fun and getting it, like I said, the Christmas spirit. But the Bulldogs, I also enjoyed the marching band, Alamogordo.
Oh, no doubt about it.
High school team. I mean, when you hear that music, you just start, you know, you want to get on your feet and start yelling, you know,
right.
team chant here. And it's like, go, Bulldog, go. So it was great.
Well, you were doing a little dancing out there.
Well, I had, ironically enough, it was a great opportunity to meet several Mr. Grinches out there.
Uh-huh.
So I had company.
Yes.
I had my own kind in that in the audience. I think there was like 3 or 4 of them, you know.
Right, exactly.
So yes, we were having some fun there. And then we had a couple of folklorico dancers out there.
No.
They were great. I mean, again, the colors and the costumes or the dresses were just spectacular. So
hey, Mike, if you're in my office there, buddy, Would you bring that list of parade entries into us?
I don't know if he's out there or not. Huh?
Oh, he might not be out there. He might have just... okay, Dora's going to run out and get it for us. Cora is going to pick that up and come in. There you go. You got it.
Yeah, you're going to give me different names now.
Now, let's see. It's Cora.
Cora.
Danielle. Now it's Mike.
Yes, I know. I'm like, you just don't call me late for dinner here.
And it's also late for dinner.
Yes, exactly. But no, the Otero County Fair had a great one. Lowe's Improvement.
Yes.
It's just amazing because of the creativity and the spontaneity these folks had. Oh, because literally, it was some short planning, but they pulled it together. And that was, amazing.
If you took a look at, and you did, at those floats and everything else, my thought was, my goodness, how did they get this done in less than a week?
See, when you have the mind, the heart, and the spirit behind it, you can do anything.
Yes, you can.
Truly. I mean, like, even Dranger Construction, they were great. They were one of our supporters, helping us out financially. And even then, they built a little small log cabin, which I would love to have in my backyard.
Yeah, I know. That's nice.
I was like, okay, maybe that could be my she cabin.
Right.
Not a she shed, but a she cabin. The only thing I would need, electricity and some...
Yeah, we can take care of that.
There you go.
We got Zuni Electric in town and everybody else.
Exactly. We can get wired up. Yes, yep. But yeah, the Lowe's Home Improvement, they had a great float. And like I said, the Tiger matching marching band was fantastic. I enjoyed the music. And what was also really cool were some of the cars. We had the Immaculate Car Club. Yep. And the Ford Mustang Club was out there. And then even CASA. I mean, did you see those Hummers?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, those are fantastic.
I didn't know they sold Hummers.
Yeah, well, they came back, but the lights look different. I was wondering if those were the electric ones or not. They were pretty special.
Yeah, because I noticed the front of them were totally different.
Totally reworked. I mean, they were...
Wow. Brandon Burling, that could be my new company car.
I know. But that was... I mean, the cars were fantastic.
Right. And those Mustangs, when those Mustangs went by, Mike was there drooling.
Oh, I think
drooling.
Think everybody, men and women, were both drooling. I mean, they had a couple of, 60 Ford Mustangs there, and then the Shelby was the last one. But the, and like I said,
one of Mike's favorites, Shelby.
Okay, yeah. Well, and then the Immaculate Car Club. I mean, I didn't know cars could, with that suspension, you could do all those maneuvers with them.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was from one line to the next line, but they were going up and down and left and right. And
they put a lot of money into those vehicles.
I bet.
Now they're having their big, what is it, Mike, coming up this Saturday? They've got a big Christmas event as well.
The Immaculate Car Club.
Yeah.
Has the Miracle, Alma Girl Christmas Miracle.
Okay.
Coming up this Saturday. What time is it?
10 to 3, and it's at the Granada Shopping Center.
Right, okay. Like it was last year, I think.
Over on First Street. Okay. Yep.
And then Mike's going to be over there live and local for that again. But that's what these groups do, Danielle. They just say, let's have fun at this time of year. Let's entertain our community.
Right.
Let's make it a better Christmas.
Well, and then on top of that, when the kids get to see these cars, they could spark an interest that, these children might have and aspire and learn more about and, develop their interests and really kind of take a passion towards it. So I like the fact that, versus just being on your phone, which is great.
Yeah.
But here you can physically see it, touch it, and maybe learn from somebody. And, you can pass off your interest to the next generation. Amen to that,
Now, what did you learn anything from this year's Christmas parade? Was there anything that's kind of surprised you in our community?
Well, obviously the most obvious one, just the fact that everybody came together.
Sure.
It's easier just to, when you get hit up with resistance or roadblocks, it's easier to step down and walk away. But no, like I said, this was a year, like, for example, Dranger. I mean, when I met the gentleman from the construction company here in town, he just told me, I'm a lifelong community, citizen of Alamogordo. This has been a hometown tradition, and I don't want to see this stop.
Yeah.
And his attitude was like, I can make this happen, help you make this happen.
Right.
What can we do? And it was just, like I said, not him, but it was mirrored by multiple different companies and groups in the community, which is what I thought was most remarkable. And then on top of it, again, holidays, you got so much on your plate, but these people took the time and put their minds together and put together a float. Some of them were obviously much more elaborate. Some of them were pretty straightforward and simple. But, you know, who doesn't like lights? And you throw some red and white or, you know, green on there, and it is wonderful. So really, it was in a matter of a short time when people could have just, you know, stuck their head in the sand and said, oh, what's, it's another day. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
They cared.
Yeah.
And that just shows, again, what we can do as a community if we put our minds and our hearts to it.
Right.
So.
Well, you were pretty well lit up that night, lady.
Yeah, I was.
You know.
I don't think I can eat anything green for a while. But, yeah, no, I had fun. And even myself. And, you know, truthfully, you know, Christmas, you know, depending on your faith, Hanukkah, you know,
exactly.
Christmas.
Whatever you celebrate.
Kwanzaa, exactly. You know, it's a religious, it's a spiritual time, time for reflection. But, you know, I think everybody has a little bit of a kid and the child in you. And it makes you kind of reflect acquiesce back at your time when you're young, you know, what your favorite festivities or, you know, traditions, and you bring them forward and pass them on to the next generation. I mean, even yesterday, I was, you know, taking it easy. I did a lot of washing of the face and the hair. But, you know, I had a cup of hot chocolate as I was watching some old movies and some marshmallows, and that just reminds me of something my mom would always, in the mornings when it was cold, she'd make me some hot chocolate. So it's just, you know, time for reflection, and I just had fun being a kid again.
Yeah.
In a way.
Oh,
and, you know,
you're a kid every day. Come on.
Well, you have to,
jeez,
you know, find joy in everything you do, or find something
makes
that makes you smile.
So much better.
Exactly. Because otherwise, when you go south really fast.
That's,
you know,
right.
So you got to find things that uplift you and take that positive energy and keep it going forward. So I had fun dressing up as Cora, quote unquote, you know, the Grinch's niece. And the kids actually got a kick out of me. And, you know, it was just, like I said,
and the adults.
And some, yes, some of the adults. But it was just, I had a blast. And, you know, wearing the costume, which the costume, I have to say, kept me warm. Because it was a chilly night. But, you know, when I went home, I think I had the air on.
Yeah, it was it was cool, but not as bad as it could have been.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But, I just seeing the community rally together was what remarkably, you know, surprised me. And I was so proud to be an Alamogordian.
Yeah. Now, have you ever done any work on radio before?
Actually, I have, a while back in my youth.
In your youth. That
in
was
my
about
youth.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I was going to say, right after I graduated from college in Houston, there was an underground radio station called KQQK, and the Spanish letters were ka ku ku ka, and I was Miss ka ku ku ka.
Oh, really? So what did you host? What kind of a program?
It was just basically, again, community service. The whole theme at that time and period was to keep the inner school youth in school. We had a high dropout rate, truancy, you know, the same problems. That it's just another generation. You have the same concurrent problems. And so I would work with the students and just try to encourage them, especially in the Latin Hispanic community, to encourage them to go to school and then finish their degree. And that was the key thing, because a lot of them didn't have parents that graduated from high school, and just the importance of education and then, you know, finding that positivity in themselves to aspire for more, and particularly with young women. Yeah. So that was the focus and the goal, which I had a blast doing that.
How long did you do it?
I did that for about a year and a half.
Oh, good. Very good.
And actually, it was kind of cool, like, thinking about youth, I felt like I was, it just gave me an opportunity to explore other sides, aspects of myself, and work with these kids. And I mean, different walks of life. But again, when you peel back the layers and you really get to know an individual, we're like each other. You know, and so that was the cool thing. And working with the Houston Police Department and, you know, all of the different facilities and learning all of the resources they have available, which was really pretty amazing. Again, it's sometimes hard, particularly as a Hispanic female, sometimes you're afraid or inhibited to ask questions or ask for help.
Sure.
And they look at it as a sense of weakness, and you don't want to, they'd rather not be seen and or heard.
Yeah.
So just giving them the courage, because those resources are out there, but they don't know how to proceed and follow them? You know, like I mentioned to you, a lot of them don't have parents that graduated from high school, more or less go to college. So what do we need to do to prepare?
Yes.
So instead, they rather not do anything and just step back and just watch it happen. So I encourage some of those young ladies to pursue their dreams and don't be afraid.
Yeah.
That's the key thing. Don't be afraid.
I think there's a situation today. I know with the Mescal Apache tribe, we go up there every year for their parade and everything else. Sometimes we struggle between, do we talk Apache or do we talk English? You know what I mean?
Right.
And the same thing is in the Spanish community.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got a lot of Spanish friends here in town. And their kids were growing up with wanting to learn English, but yet the parents didn't want them to, forget about their native language.
Correct.
And that's a challenge for kids.
It is. And then at the same time, everybody wants to blend in.
Right.
You know, and you don't want, I mean, now it's quite amazing because when I was young, when I was a young girl, but my features, I laugh because I didn't like my mouth. I had a large, large lips. Shoot. At least I don't have to pay money to put injections in my mouth. I've grown into my mouth now and I use it well, I think. But anyway, in terms of getting the word out, but it's just embracing your features. So thanks to the individuals, like, I'm going to just throw some out there, like a Jennifer Lopez, curves are in,
Yeah.
We see that as a sense, mark of beauty. So it's
right.
Just, we see people in the media and the press that look like us.
Right.
And so it's cool to, I think the youth have a little more forgiveness in that aspect. So they don't feel like, oh my God, I look too Hispanic enjoy what God gave you.
Exactly.
And then even the language is kind of sad because, like, my mother did not teach me Spanish because she did not want me to have an accent. Exactly. She was discriminated because of that.
Yeah.
And so she made a point to ensure that I spoke proper English and I enunciated properly and, that no one would really know what my background was.
Right.
So, I kind of regret that, but that was that generation. And I think, again, now, this time period, being bilingual, even trilingual, and
what's the third language?
Well, I was going to say in my life now, it could be French,
okay, gotcha.
Or Italian,
right.
But we are opening ourselves to multiple cultures, and we have multiple people, from different backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
In our community, in our cities, so we're embracing that, and we're learning more and opening up our minds towards, learning about somebody, traditions and habits and so
yeah.
forth.
Just because they speak a different language doesn't mean they're a different person.
Correct.
Just doesn't mean that.
Yes,
they're
exactly
just like
right.
us.
That's what I think is important, to travel, to read, to learn about these different cultures.
Right.
I mean, history.
You do a lot of that.
I dabble in a lot of things because I get curious.
Yeah.
And that's what's, again, call it my youth. But as long as I have that curiosity, I'm open-minded to explore and, engage into, things that are not my norm. So,
well, I know our listeners have a lot of curiosity regarding the 50 entries in the parade on Saturday
yeah.
night. And they're wondering, Bob, Danielle, who won the positions in that parade? And I know we're going to share that with them.
Exactly. Well, we were fortunate enough to have three judges. Dr. Michelle Perry was one of our judges with Learn New Mexico. We also had Yvette Harrell.
Yep.
And then third, we had our new city manager, Rick Holden. This is his second week in town.
I know it, yeah.
And we're already putting him to a lot of work here. I mean, we had him in and out in different meetings and so forth. He was great. I'm really looking forward in having him on board with
yes.
our city. And just watching everything that will transpire under his, leadership will be amazing. I
yes.
think he's going to be a great addition and great choice out
yeah.
there. But we had three judges. They had a whole list of different criteria. It was a Western cowboy theme, but that can translate into many different things.
Sure.
You can be a cowboy and still have a snowman,
Yep.
A twig is a twig. Carrot's carrot,
right.
Yeah. So majority of the cars and the trucks, they had, some sort of cowboy theme throughout it. But the let's start from the bottom. Champion Urgent Care did an amazing job. They were one of the first floats that went by, and they did fantastic. I mean, I was expecting something more medical related, but I thought they did fantastic, and they were the third place winners for the event. And second place went to one that's always done a fantastic job year after year, is Christ Community Church. As a matter of fact, when I pulled up here at the station, I just saw the truck pass by with the with their float and everything. I'm sure today they're going to start disassembling, dismantling it, and probably storing what items they can maintain and keep. But they came in second, and I think they've always placed year after year. Right. And then one that we were really kind of surprised, and I had never really heard of them, is Monster and Supply, Industrial Supply. They came in first place, and they did fantastic. Everything Christmas, all Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it was a huge truck.
Yeah.
It had to be 20, 25 feet long.
Exactly.
The bit of that truck, the backside of it. And I'm going, look at those lights and the decorations.
Absolutely.
It took a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
all entries did, by the way.
Yeah, they did. But they were totally lit up. I mean, they had every inflatable, you know, snowman going. And I mean, I don't know how many generators they had on that vehicle to keep it all pumped up.
Right.
But no, they did a fantastic job, and they were the winners. So again, Monster Industrial Supply came in first, second was Christ Community, and third was Champion Urgent Care. So
now, being a judge parade, people might think, well, is there prize money given out? Are there trophies given out or anything like that? And we did not do that this year.
No. It's just, again, recognition and appreciation for the effort that they put into this.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just having a good time.
And that's what it was all about.
Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah. Having a good time. Sometimes that's what you think, I'm going to do this because I want to walk away with something. No, these people just did it so they could, you know, share their joy with the rest of the community.
Right. Well, we're still into the Christmas theme. We're going to run out of time here in just a little bit.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Already, can you believe that?
I know. I'm on a roll right now.
We want to remind everyone that we have Santa Claus in the studio tomorrow night.
Okay.
Live and local. He'll be in here at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock tomorrow night taking phone calls from listeners.
Oh, nice.
We've got a bunch of letters from kids that he's going to be reading on the air. But we do this every year. Santa Claus will be live and local in our studio. If people want their kids to talk to Santa Claus, 575-434-0028. That's 434-0028. And we're going to continue with that great Christmas spirit.
There you go. And then to keep in mind, too, on tomorrow night, the mariachi Christmas is going to be over at the Flickinger.
You're going to have to go for me because I can't be there. I'll be here.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you're going to be talking to Santa Claus. But that's a great event if you have never been there. I mean, when you see those dancers and, again, the colors of their uniforms and the music.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you'll be walking up and you'll you can't control it, but you'll have some salsa moves in those hips of yours as you sashay out of there. And then also, CASA on the 15th will have their big gift going on. So that's another event.
CASA Auto Group.
Exactly. CASA Auto Group, the location on Toyota.
Yes.
They will have an opportunity for you to register on the 15th. You can find a name, and you can sponsor a family and help them have a very Merry Christmas.
You bet. And they'll be coming up this Saturday.
No, Friday.
Friday.
The 15th.
So another busy weekend around Alamogordo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got it. I mean, like, we're on the final haul of that push there.
We
we got a lot of different events going on.
And
so
for our friends up in Cloudcroft, we've got Santa Land number 2.
Okay.
Saturday, December 16th. Santa arrives at 5 o'clock via fire truck. I'll be up there live and local from 4 o'clock until about 6 or so. But, you know, our communities around us are also geared up for the rest of the year for Christmas.
Yes, you got it. It's going to be it's a great year. I mean, we're finishing it off with a bang, and we're going to start 24 in the same fashion.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm still high because of what happened for our Christmas parade.
I know.
I am just, I knew Jared Perry was on top of it. I knew our board.
I mean, we were given,
guys were there.
We were there. We were in the heat of it, and we had some difficult decisions to make. But, you know, I was so happy to see the community come on board and really worked together.
Yeah.
And hence the Center of Commerce.
Right.
You know, we are a community. We're an organization. We work as one, you know, and collectively do what's best for us.
Right.
You know.
And then, of course, Sue Danicus and her husband, Craig.
They did so much.
Jera. Wow.
They did so much. She had everything organized. We had two safety meetings. We went through all of the, you know, the do's and the don'ts. And, you know, some people were not happy that, you know, they couldn't pass out things. But again, it was for safety.
Exactly.
You know, safety for them, safety for our patrons that are watching from the side of the streets. I mean, that's the end of the day. We want to keep everybody safe. You want to enjoy it, but we have to have these measures in place.
Exactly.
And as far as I know, everybody had a great time.
I heard no complaints about the parade whatsoever.
Good deal. I not like that.
And I talked to a lot of people in church yesterday that said, Bob, we were listening on the radio while we were there watching the parade, but they said that was one of the best parades in Anamogordo in several years.
I thought so, too.
Yeah,
I had a blast.
And that's good to hear.
Yeah, Cora had a blast.
She always has a blast. All right, Cora, Danielle, Rondelay, anything else this morning?
Yes, Town Talk. We'll be back here next Monday.
Next Monday?
Yes, sir. And we'll give updates.
Are you taking off Christmas Day?
Yes, I am.
You're not going to be here Christmas Day?
No, I am going to spend it with family.
Well, I'm not going to be here either then.
See, there you go. You'll be doing the same thing. That's what everybody should do. And those that are community folks that are working in the hospitals, you know, those are the fire department, police department, we thank you for doing what you do and working those weekends, holidays, evenings. Because of you, we are safe, and we appreciate that.
Yep. Very good.
Awesome.
We had Toys for Tots Saturday, as you're aware of. We had Shop with a Cop.
Yep.
The end result was that, in case the folks missed it on Saturday, I want to get that in through Stephanie Hale and Michelle and Julie there at the Thrive office. 160 kids were able to walk into the Walmart Supercenter, escorted by men and women from law enforcement agencies all around, game and fish and everything, and select up to $60 in gifts.
Oh, wonderful.
But what surprised me most is how unselfish the young kids were. They didn't just think of me. They bought gifts for their siblings.
Aww.
They bought gifts for mom and dad. And I'm going, that's what it's all about.
And it's so great when you see the young people like that have that imprinted in their, you know, minds and their hearts that they want to give back.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
It's impressed in them at that young age.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there throughout their life.
Their whole entire lives.
All right.
Awesome. You can't let that spirit be lost.
Gotcha. Anything else, ma'am?
No, sir. I will see you Monday.
Monday next. Well, I'll see you before that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably
sure.
see you Wednesday.
Yeah, we cross paths.
Yeah, right.
Now, the question
right,
is whether you're going to see me or Cora.
There you go.
Ooh.
Cora, better known as Danielle Rondelay, in this morning. Thank you, ma'am.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.